Dave Hendren is now with me in the studio. Dave is a local and a longtime friend, and he is here to talk about a couple things. I thought it was just one thing, but there's a lot we could talk about. So let's start with Lake Superior dipping. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Dave.
Good morning, Katya. Yes, thanks for inviting me here this morning. I don't know
how
much
yes.
I can contribute, but I...
Oh, yes. Well, it's fun. I think most people, listeners, know that there is a growing group of dippers in Lake Superior, and we dip on Friday, the first Friday of the month at 5 p.m. at Burlington Bay. So that is happening tonight. So if anything that is said today inspires you, you can show up, and there's no shame for just coming to watch. A lot of people just come to watch, and then maybe they'll dip when it gets warmer, or maybe they'll dip next month, or maybe they'll dip on their own. But you, Dave, do not need a group to get yourself in Lake Superior. Do you want to just share your story of how you became a Lake Superior dipper and what you do
sure.
now?
Sure. Yeah, well, it kind of started when I, kind of a birthday tradition. You know, I would go down to the lake, and my birthday's in March, so it just happens to work out. It's actually kind of cold. And
yes.
Polar plunging was big for a while. You saw a lot of that on the ice challenges that were on the internet and YouTube and stuff like that. But I really found that there's so many benefits to dipping in the water, and I do it differently. I just don't go straight into the water, you know, start my day. I actually go work out and I heat up.
Yes.
And then it seems more like a reward. It's refreshing.
Yes.
And it's kind of an endorphin rush that you get. And then I looked a little more into the breathing techniques that go along with, you know, when most people that get hypothermia, they panic and start breathing rapidly. And then you kind of clam up in the water, and so does your body. If you can relax, you can train yourself to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Whether it's public speaking or just, you know, any type of challenge, marathoning, whatever.
Oh, interesting.
So I started then, and I got into a book. There's a guy that's called the Ice Man. He's Wim Hof. I believe he's Danish. Or Dutch, actually. He had some trauma in his life, and he dealt with it with meditation and Mideastern medicine, and he really got into the breathing techniques. And he's the ice man because he can sit in water more than anyone, ice cold water, and just be able to heat his body through his breathing.
Wow.
Raises his core temperature. And
so how long can he be in there without?
I think hours. And he's got records going up Kilimanjaro. Without his shirt on and, you know, 10 below zero. He's got records in the Guinness World Records. And I think a woman just beat him, but underwater, under the ice, swimming. I was kind of intrigued with his story. And he actually had some trauma in his life with his wife, and he ended up having to take care of his own kids after she had passed away.
Oh.
And that's kind of was his motivation. So more of a psychosomatic type inner, you know, search with him trying to relieve a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And as you know, he's also an extreme runner, athlete. And I've known over the years, a lot of the athletes that are really good usually have some, you know, they're a little bit nuts.
Yeah. They have some extra something pushing
something
them.
Something there to dig into, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where it started with. I read about the breathing and got into that and started to relax when I went into the water. And mostly I've been doing it probably 3 to 4 times a week now, every day, sometimes in
wow.
the summer.
Yeah.
But in the winter, it doesn't bother me at all. It's just mind over matter.
Yeah.
And having your car set up with a towel,
right.
some warm water to wash your feet off with, or, you know, a jug of water because there's sand that, you know, accumulates on you. And don't give yourself much time to think about it. You just pull up, get in.
Yes. I always just say, just turn off your mind for the next 30 seconds. That's all you got to do.
Right.
You'll be fine. You just got to not think for a few, you know, mind over matter, like you said. And for me, it was, I also am a long-term dipper, and I used to be quick, but you just build up slowly. Like
right.
I would say, just three breaths, three slower breaths. And now I'm up to And then I got to 20 breaths, and then I got to 20, and I was like, huh, I think I could just stay in here.
Right.
How long are you in there, Dave?
I'm in about 7 to 10 minutes.
Whoa.
And I, you know, mostly I swim in the summertime. I do a lot more, but yeah, there was someone out there yesterday with the surfboard and yelled out the window, do you want my surfboard? Because there were some waves coming in and stuff like that. And but I don't stay out there too long. And I did, like you, I gradually built up.
And are you just sitting there in the water? Or are you going under?
Yeah, I go under. I really, what's interesting about Lake Superior is I was going to wear a mask and, you know, goggles, and I can open my eyes in Lake Superior. It's not like salt water, and I can see just fine. And it took me a little while to try that, you know, just kind of. But, yeah, so now I think mostly the reason I really like it is just the tactile. You feel the sand on your feet. You feel the cold. You hear the waves. You get in, and it just, that coldness on your body and that rush. Used to be that I would get like brain freeze right away. I don't get that anymore. Maybe I killed everything off, you know. But there is kind of a reset that I don't know if you feel the same way. When you go in and you plunge and then you're in there and, you know, there's that fight or flight response right away, like I need to survive. But I don't really have that anymore. But it is a rush of endorphins, and it just feels, once you get out, it's like the water was warmer than, you know, right now.
Right.
Than the outside temperature, that it's not that big of a deal to just stand, watch the sun come up, whatever.
Well, and I've noticed that it seems like sometime I used to get colder, like hypothermic, like shaking when I came out. But it seems very rare now to shake when I come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true for you, even though you're in 7 to 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah, some days it's hard to get my core warm again, but I don't know why that is. I mean, it just differs. I've been, you know, 12 below. I've been out there, and if it's not windy, the wind is kind of wet.
The wind is definitely hard when you come out. Yeah.
Right. If it's not, and like I said, the water's warmer than the outside temperature. But so you acclimate to it, and there's a lot to be said about our, you know, our bodies, where we become so domesticated that, you know, we're not the house cat versus the, you know, lynx.
They've
lost their instincts, and, you know, a lot of that they still have. But we are required to live outside with, you know.
With extremes, even.
With extremes.
People
we just got to forget about that. So I think if you're healthy, you can do this, and you're already doing exercise, you know. It's a wonderful way to just reconnect every day. I think I call it like rebooting. And if I go a couple days or without going in, it I just don't feel right. But structure is great to set your mind and your mood for the day. And if you have the structure, that, you know, that really sets the tone, and you don't get hijacked with other emotional things that come at you.
So. Yes. And I know there, you know, research is, you know, catching up to all this.
Right.
There's a lot of people wondering, why does this feel so good? Why is my immunity suddenly so sky high?
Right.
So there's plenty of science to back it up. But I think just hearing the experience is really the best of all, especially since we do have Lake Superior right here. You know, it's the ultimate dipping. Most people have to go find a cold bath somewhere, and
right.
We never need to do that. So fun to hear, Dave. What else? Is there anything else you wanted to share about dipping?
No, just I think there's a lot of people doing it. Like I said, I don't think I'd do it if I wasn't working out and I wasn't heated up. Sort of like the guys that go in the saunas and, you know, they go into the ice cold water. But
yeah,
it's refreshing, and it's enjoyable.
Yes.
If you can believe that.
It takes some doing, but yes. And you just have to believe that that's true. And and there are more and more people that are sort of getting on the train.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I would recommend the Wim Hof book, that author. He's great. Some real insights there. And there was other things that he had as far as the breathing that really hooked me in right away. Like doing 30 deep breaths and then doing, first of all, trying to do as many push-ups as you can. right? And then you do these deep breaths, like 30 deep breaths, and try and do push-ups again. I could do like 10 or 20 more.
Huh.
If you're actually refurbishing your blood with oxygen. And that's where I think he's getting this heat technique from, is the breathing. He's pulling in more oxygen. And then there was another exercise he had where actually you hold your breath, but you first check your watch and you hold your breath as long as you can. And then you time that, and then you actually do these, you know, deep breathing exercises again, and then you try to hold your breath. I could do it for like 2 minutes longer. So that's kind of what proof was in the pudding, so to speak, is there something to this in the way we breathe. And I even talked to one of our local people her daughter's a really good runner, and she's doing, you know, some of the breathing techniques and stuff. And I thought, if you're a sprinter, if you could reoxygenate or get more oxygen in your blood and then run, you know, this has got to be a big benefit too. So the breathing part of it is why I really got into it, because I know the meditation and the just if you can relax, because we're sitting behind computer screens and everything, and you start short, deep, you know, just short breaths.
Right.
And you're not even realizing it. But
right.
If you really get in touch with your breathing, and then all this kind of goes together with your whole body. And,
yeah. Well, what is more critical than, or what is more basic than oxygen?
You know? Right. And so that's about all I can really say about that, and why, you know, it's some insight. But I think the benefits are just tremendous. And like you said, we have this beautiful lake right in our backyard.
Yes.
And
what time of day do you, my last question for you, Dave, we're running out of time, but
right.
When do you go out?
I've done at 5:30 in the morning. I've done at 6:30 in the morning. I've even done at 3 in the morning, and which is crazy, because I was definitely afraid of Lake Superior.
Yeah.
And now I don't even think about it. And if you can go on the lake at 3 in the morning, there's something has changed.
Yes, I would agree. What inspires you to go in the middle of the night like that?
Just not sleeping. And you know, it's kind of like I went through some challenges too. You know, I mean, everybody has challenges
right.
in life. So the, you know, psychosomatic type stuff where your inner self, you need to, you know, figure it out.
Yeah.
We all go over these humps and valleys, but yeah. I don't do that anymore, but, you know, that early morning stuff. But I do it right after I go to the gym. And so it's usually between 6:30 and 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and as soon as it's warm enough, my husband and I will probably be in there every morning after our morning walk or run. So we totally know where you're coming from with that.
Right.
All right. I'm speaking with Dave Hendren about Lake Superior dipping, and a reminder that anyone can come and see what this is like for themselves at 5 p.m. today if you want to dip with others at Burlington Bay. Just wear a bathing suit, bring a towel or two. We always suggest wool socks for your feet, and hope to see many of you there. Thanks so much, Dave.
Yes, thank you, Katya.
All right.
This wonderful station you have here. I love it.
All right. You take care.
All right.